GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and George Hale is in FLA in Spacious Studio 7A. It's our good friend Paul Wolf. Thanks for being a part of the program this morning, my friend.
Always happy to be here.
She is here. Yeah, put a pin in that. You might not always be happy to be here.
Well.
But today, I think you will be. She is here to challenge all that we know about Champion the Cure Challenge because she hints change is afoot. Jenny Lloyd from Northern Light Philanthropy. Paul, she is inspiration incarnate. She is a cancer survivor, and we are blessed to have her on line three for GHRT.
It is always wonderful to have you on, Jenny. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, good morning. Happy to be here.
We look forward to Champion the Cure Challenge because there are events that take place when it's a lot warmer and a lot sunnier. That alone has us excited to talk about CTC with you this morning. But you hinted to us just a moment ago that maybe you're switching things up. You're swapping some things around. What are you doing, you rascal?
Oh, we are always looking at the best ways that we can meet the needs of our community that has been so hurt by cancer. And this year, I'm so excited to be able to share with you that we'll keep what everyone loves. Our walk, run, cycle will take place on August 15th. We'll all come together as we traditionally have going on 16 years. But on Sunday, we're bringing back two events that we've been asked about quite a bit. Now, the late Rick Tilson started a car show that went on for a few years,
Yep. And
in his memory, we're bringing it back. It's going to be a part of the Challenge family, and that event takes place on Sunday, August 16th.
Hot diggity dog, rev up the hot rod. We're bringing it back, Paul.
So if you have a really great car, if you want to bring one out or just come and see those that are, you know, tricked out and ready for show, that's going to be an event for you. And in addition to that, on the same Sunday, the motorcycle ride, which many loved, but we, you know, did sunset for many different reasons then, but are happy to bring back now, will also take place. So Saturday and Sunday in August, that third weekend is going to just be a fantastic time to show up and show your community that you care about those that have been hurt by cancer.
Classy chassis, and we're going to get you motor running, head out on the highway. Oh, my goodness. Where will all of these events now take place on that Sunday of the CTC?
We'll still be over at Whiting Hill on the campus of the Lafayette Family Cancer Institute. So everything will be set up and ready to go, and we look forward to welcoming the community to come out together, celebrate and honor those that we know and love affected by this disease.
Jenny, this new edition of, bringing back of the car show and the motorcycle, is this a nice way to kind of expand the horizons of Champion the Cure Challenge?
Well, that's our hope. You know, we're always wanting to be as inclusive as possible. We do allow folks to take their own challenge. So, you know, whatever hobby you have, whatever activity you love to do, you can do it anytime, all year round, and dedicate it to the challenge. Have your own fundraising page as a part of the event itself. And we're happy to have you as a virtual participant. But we know that there are large groups of people that have these other interests, like going to car shows or having their own vehicle that they trick out. I know that Darcy Main Boynton, who launched our horse event that we now sunsetted, her spouse has got quite the handiwork going on in a garage, making cars that didn't look
That's
so great
true.
Look amazing.
That's right. Daryl's in there. Daryl's in the garage doing that, isn't he? Yeah.
He is very talented, and I know that this region has a lot of individuals who are interested in that.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're always trying to make this tent as big as possible, and the reason is, sure, we want you all to come, but cancer is relentless, and it relies on all of us doing our part. So the bigger we can make the tent, the more people we hope will come and join us, rally around those who have been hurt by the disease or who may in the future, so that we can deliver world-class care close to home.
Cancer is relentless, but Champion the Cure Challenge is creative, and it's also persistent, and it's also popular. You've seen, I don't know if it's exponential growth, but you've seen growth over the years of CTC.
Oh, we certainly have. For the first decade, things were just crazy, and how every year we'd have twice as many participants, and we kept raising more and more money, and then, you know, like it, everyone everywhere, we all stopped for the pandemic and we had to pivot. And that was a challenge for us, and coming back took some time. We weren't able to have everyone on campus at the same time for several years, and that added to a bit of a challenge for us, a bit of a struggle. And so we're really grateful that now, COVID still lingers along. It's not gone. It's still there. We're not in that crisis phase, and it allows us in August to come together as one united voice on that campus. And it's a powerful thing to see. If you've not stood by our arch and watched cancer survivors and their families, those who have lost loved ones or those who are victoriously facing treatment come across that finish line, you are missing out. It is by far one of the most inspirational days of the year. I think it's the most inspirational day of the year for me and many of my colleagues, friends, and neighbors. We all stand there in awe watching what unfolds across our eyes on that day. We have heroes to us like Larry Morrow of Brownville Junction, who's raised, oh my gosh, it's got to be close to $100,000 at this point, going door to door. Tommy Hosmer, who started as a little kid, yep, raised over $100,000 for us. So it's just a great day, and we hope you'll consider taking part.
With the addition and the expansion of Champion the Cure Challenge, more volunteers needed at this point? Is that something you're looking at?
We love volunteers. So if this is something that you'd like to take part in, you can certainly reach out to us. Any way that you want to help, we're welcome to hear from you.
Mm. We're still going to look at some of the text messages coming in as we talk with Jenny Lloyd, Champion the Cure Challenge. She's with Northern Light Philanthropy. Coming back this summer, the car show and the motorcycle ride, and we'll direct you to ctcchallenge.org, ctcchallenge.org, to see all the information when you want to come and maybe do it today to be a part of it. We're still going to see the walk and the run. What about cycling?
Oh, yes. The walk, run, and cycle are all happening on August 15th. So the same 12, 25, 50, 75, and 100 miles, whatever you pick, you can ride as short or as long as you'd like, and you can come right back and enjoy a great celebration with the rest of your community.
Mm-hmm. Just got to get back in time before the pizza's all gone. And it's not the fault. No, listen, it's every time that I cycled, it wasn't the fault that the pizza, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't the fault that there wasn't enough pizza. The fault was I was too slow. When you pull back in at 8 o'clock at night, okay, because you just don't pedal your Schwinn as fast as you used to. The fault was mine and no one else's.
Well, thankfully, we've got great cycle support, so we'll haul you right on in there to make sure you're back in time to have something to eat before you head on home.
That's true, because you need the sag wagons.
We do.
When you're cycling 100 or more. Massage tables going to be back,
We believe so, yeah. Anthony Johns has been doing that now for, oh my gosh, I think it's got to be a strong decade of helping us with all of that, and it's beloved by everyone, whether you walk, run, cycle, or just have been standing around too long. They're there to help you out and take the kinks out and help you have a great day. Our community is quite wide of support, from Intention that makes the arch and all of the beautiful banners for us, to the food that gets donated for free, including the incredible Jason's Pizza, who just gave away a year's worth of pizza to a participant. I mean, that's generosity. Our community is pretty amazing, and I'm so grateful for all of the businesses and individuals that have provided support over the years. And if you're listening and you've not heard about us or taken advantage of this chance to give cancer a good swift kick, we invite you to visit our website, learn more, and come on out and be a part of something really pretty amazing.
Glad you're letting us know in February here. I've got a lot of training to get in if I want to hit a 100 miles on a bike. My gosh, Rick, you might need to put me in the sidecar on that.
I don't know. I had to set it aside because it was just too much.
Oh, a century. But Jenny, registration now open for Champion the Cure Challenge, correct?
Absolutely. Registration's open. We're open for donations. And of course, any of your creative thoughts as to how we can continue to defeat cancer together right here at home.
Jenny Lloyd with Champion the Cure Challenge, online ctcchallenge.org, ctcchallenge.org. Thanks for letting us know that the car show is coming back and the motorcycle ride is coming back. I mean, this could be one of the biggest years ever. Here's hoping.
We hope so. We've got a high goal of $850,000. Just about 250,000 is in right now. And our aim is not to stop there. We are determined to become a million-dollar event every year because our family and friends need us. You know, it's not a secret that healthcare is hard. It's hard to make sure that we have everything that everyone wants. And there are so many needs that fall outside of what is basic for just receiving care. And basic is not a word we use to describe the work inside the Lafayette Family Cancer Institute. So in order to continue to innovate and expand and offer the kinds of quality care that does truly fall under the banner of world-class care close to home, it's going to require philanthropy. And that's a big word that means your help, your dollars. Whether you toss a few dollars, a cup of coffee our way, or if you decide to do something pretty instrumental, whatever the size of your gift, it does matter and it does help. And it's helping those that live right here in our community. All of the dollars raised here stay here. And that's a very unique thing. And they do tangible things. And I got a lengthy list. We can talk about that next time I'm on. How have these dollars helped your neighbors? Well, let's get chatting because you've helped a lot if you've taken a part in Champion the Cure Challenge.
Online at ctccchallenge.org, ctccchallenge.org. Thanks for brightening up our day, Jenny, just when we need it most on GHRT. If George were here, he'd be showering you with compliments and love even ahead of Valentine's Day. So, Jenny, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.